if they had an emergency room visit before it would be covered instead of just the 200.
I just wanted that on the record.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that way it's clarified. Sorry.
So what I would say is certainly a viable offer. I wish, candidly, that the Anthem Mercy saga had been solved as we sit here in front of you, because I think that would be a piece to make a decision that we can't guarantee you that would be an enhancement. You could very well vote to go with Anthem, and then you would have the same network that you have today with Cox. Mm-hmm. That is certainly an option.
Regardless if they get Mercy or not, I look at what it's going to cost our employees out of pocket. I mean, that's a substantial amount of difference for them.
Yeah. If on the family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we have several growing that are on the family now.
Yes, and if you recall the commission, I forget how many years back it is, but now we pay a significant portion of the family premium, and so we have more families that are on the plan than we used to. We didn't used to have very many, now we do.
Now, is that something, I think we pay 50%, is that something that we need to vote on again, or you?
I would leave that to you two as to
I'm
whether
getting
that
ahead
is,
by auditor, yes, we do need to.
And yes, for our purposes, we don't, but for you guys, I would lean to the auditor.
Okay. And I know time is getting close. We're into November, and benefits for you, how soon you need to know?
We try usually to be open enrollment at the end of November, and I don't know if it's going to fit back this year the way it's going to fall, so it'll probably be beginning of December. So they have to have everything ready to go before we start open enrollment. So
okay. I'm ready to move forward this morning.
I am too.
Okay.
So for our purposes, then, if that's the case, then my role is to do the medical. Mrs. Gaynor's going to go through the other lines of coverage here after that, but if the commission would like to entertain a vote for how you'd like to proceed here, then that would help. It takes 2 weeks to do the build, to get all the information to the electronic system. Technically, we might be able to push it till next Monday, but if we did, that would literally be 2 weeks to the day. And so I prefer not to, but that's your call.
Okay.
I make the motion that we stay with Cox Health Plan for the 2025 year.
Do you need anything as far as the percentage paid on the in that motion, or is that something?
That's what I was going to. You want it with the motion. I thought he said he didn't need, but the auditor needs it.
Okay.
So I don't know if we need separate on that or not.
Okay, so we can either do it however you so choose to do it. So.
Well, I'm thinking we might want to do that separate so that it's clear that move that we go with Cox Health Plan for the 2025 year.
Good. Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. And then we'll move a motion for the percentage, take a motion for the percentage that we will pay.
And that's 100% for employees.
Please.
And then 50% for dependents.
Okay.
Of the MIP plan, correct?
Oh, yes, that's a good point. Because you have multiple plans, it's of the base plan. 100% of the employee cost, 50% for the base plan. Thank you.
Cox still has a buy-up. And
correct.
Yes. I move on the base plan that the county continue to pay 50% of the out-of-the-family plan, 50% of the family plan, and 100% for the employee. For the 2025 year.
Good. Clear enough. Have motion. I'll second that. Have motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. So that should cover all of that business. Now I'll turn it over to Ms. Erica Gaynor for the dental plan.
All right. So my follow-up item from our last meeting
was to go back to Delta Dental to see if they would be willing to give us some rate relief on the renewal because we had some competitive marketing options. So in the back of your packet, they have come in. They did agree to hold your current rates and pass along no increase to you. I'll let you find it there in your packet first. For the dental, and that would be held for 12 months. And then on the vision, they've agreed to hold those rates, and they would hold those for 24 months. If you remember our discussions from the last meeting, I did express concern about moving away from Delta because of the providers that have signed their exclusive agreement. I did go back to some prior reporting that we had run, and there was roughly 121 individuals that were seeking services with providers that are exclusive with Delta. So that would be a huge impact if you were to move. However, if you choose not to renew with Delta, MetLife would be really our recommendation because of their out-of-network percent of reimbursement at being at 99% versus 80 or 90% of the other companies that we quoted. So you really have two options, renew with Delta and take no increase, which would be my recommendation just because of the exclusive agreements those providers have. Or the second option, if you wanted to take the lower premium cost, would be move to MetLife.
That said, when we had the agreement to go with Delta in the beginning, they came back, and I'm going to use the word reneged, on who we could use, and because they went to these companies and strong-armed them, that if you don't use strictly us, Delta Dental,
yes,
then we won't use you in our network as primary.
Yes.
And my understanding from one, I haven't talked on others, is that that is an agreement that they can get out of with Delta Dental and they can go with other providers. Have you talked any on that?
I believe John has.
I got a call from a local, very highly utilized dentist in our area that they were looking at options. They had signed the exclusive through Delta. They were now looking at that. They've not done anything with it yet, mm-hmm. and so I don't know where that would go, but at least one practice is looking to explore. What would happen would be they would be reimbursed less from Delta. If they sign that exclusive contract, the dentist gets paid more, which, of course, they're in business. That's what they do, right? But that being said, they would have to accept lesser compensation from Delta to go to a different contract, which then expanded it out where they would take insurance from other carriers. This particular practice was looking at that and thinking that was probably something that they were willing to do. And so we may see more of that going forward.
I also believe moving forward, we're going to see more. We had a team meeting yesterday, and I know Pam mentioned one that's in NICSA that has said they're just not going to do any dental filings. So I think that could possibly become popular as well moving forward.
Hope they at least still file, but just not accept whatever. But
not essentially have be in network.
Right.
With any.
Ms. Muller, do you have anything, any questions or concerns on this?
So you just say on the MetLife, it's a reimbursement of 99% as opposed to 80%.
That is correct. We would want to make sure, though, because what might happen in situations where these providers have the exclusive Delta agreement, will those providers file with MetLife, or are your employees and members going to be responsible for submitting their own information? So that's where it could get really, just to be honest, difficult for the members, depending on how the provider's office.
That's probably
willing to file.
And that's probably what our benefits person would come in on. They'd probably come to our benefits for help on that once they learned how to file, if they went that dentist and learned the procedure. And I object to someone trying to strong arm us.
And for clarification, I just want to go through what Commissioner Wyatt was going mm-hmm. through. The Delta Dental, it's been, 2 years ago, I think, that they did this. They we already had the renewal. We already had it in hand. It was already signed by the commission. And then Delta Dental renegotiated their contracts with the dentists, which obviously caused upheaval in who was available and who wasn't, and all those things. To Commissioner Wyatt's point, it would be nice if they would have done that prior to us getting their renewal offer and going into January 1. The timing was not good, and so just laying it out, that's what happened.
I will say, though, the majority of the dentists at the time screamed and moaned and complained, but then ended up signing the exclusive agreement. So there is one main one in Springfield Parkcrest that obviously did not. But as you can see from your group's experience, a lot of them ended up signing.
I think the market is evolving. I think there will be potentially some changes as it sits today. Mm-hmm. Delta still has a pretty dominant position, but that may not be the same when we sit here in front of you next year. So.
And Don, what did you say about the percentage on MedLife versus Delta on the pay?
If you go out of network, MedLife refunds the employee 99%. I'm sorry, Delta refunds 80%. MedLife refunds 99%.
Let me hit that one a little harder. What that 99 and the 80 refer to is the percentile that they pay on. And so the way to look at that is that if you go to an out-of-network dentist and you have treatment, then if the contract says 99th percentile, then 99 out of 100 doctors, that contract should pay the full bill from that dentist. Okay? If you have an 80th percentile, that means that it would typically pay 100% of the bill at 80 out of 100 dentists, and then the other 20%, and unfortunately, a lot of those other 20% are in our market because there's not a ton of dentists. So there would be some balance billing on an 80% contract, quite a bit, really, in our market. The 99th percentile contract, we didn't see a whole lot of balance billing. We've got several groups with MetLife. If you do go with them, definitely go with the 99. That would be our recommendation. But it's a way to save money for them to pay less, but then it leaves the employee a lot of times that when they go back to the dentist, they've got 15 or 20 bucks, or if it was a big procedure, more than that they have to pay out of their pocket. Because again, once you go out of network, there's no contracted fee, and the dentist can bill you the difference.
They can balance bill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's just to be clear as to what all that means.
And I know you've been with MetLife before, so you have that experience, but I will say we did have a large group here in the Branson area that moved away from Delta to MetLife, and because of all the disruption with the providers and the providers screaming, and of course they're screaming to their patients, then the patients screaming to HR, they ended up moving back to Delta. So just know that would be of concern as well.
Throughout the employees that you talked to, Ms. Mueller, I mean, do you have a consensus of if they're satisfied with what we...
I think it's just kind of, some are, some aren't.
Right.
I see we have another person here that has had a lot of dental experience lately. And have you had experience with Delta on... Because you've had to move from one to get the good work that you needed, you had to move from one to another. So have you had experience with the payment on the...
If it hadn't been for a broker, I wouldn't have got it.
Do what?
If it hadn't been for policymakers, I probably would have got it.
That's what I've heard from two or three other employees. And no, they don't pay 80% of out of... They do not. I can attest to that.
And that would be in the MetLife contract as well.
That's
yes, it is in all dental contracts. So.
So it wouldn't have mattered who our provider was. We would have run into that scenario.
If I remember correct on the least costly clause, and then if I remember correct on your particular situation, and I hate to speak because I know Malia worked on it with you, but I believe Delta was requesting something from the provider's office on an additional charge. The provider's office wasn't providing in a timely manner.